Good morning. It is now time for another Castle Country Focus. Joining me in the studios this morning, Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you this morning, Sheriff?
I'm doing great. I'm better now. This is good for me to come in here and get everything off our chest.
You were in a cranky mood, huh?
I was until now.
You know what it is? It's this time change. It's
hard. Time change is hard. So it's open burn season in the Castle Valley area. And so we want to let people know if you're a farmer that wants to burn your field off, you need to contact dispatch to find out if that is an open burn day. And we're very concerned with the dry conditions that we have this year. Just want to let everyone know that if you do choose to burn stuff like that, be very, very careful and be prepared. If your fire gets out of control and burns onto somebody else's property or even BLM property, you can be held financially responsible for any damage that you do. So you want to make sure that that's something you keep in the back of your mind. And even if it just gets out of control on your own property, you can still be responsible for the response for, you know, fire departments and all that stuff that may come.
You know, that's something that can happen so fast, too. We see people all over the place. We live in a very, very farming community. So there are fires all the time, all over the place. And I get scared. I see the farmer like clear on the other side of the field. They've got a fire at the other side. And it's like, oh, my gosh, are they watching that?
Yeah,
are they paying attention?
And just having a shovel handy isn't enough. You need to have some water source. You need to be ready. And, you know, we had kind of a weird year. It was a little bit wetter last year. So we had a good growth of weeds and grasses. And it's been really dry this winter. That'll go up so fast if you light it on fire. So
absolutely. So definitely be aware and be watching for that. And like the sheriff mentioned, if it does get out of control, if people are called out, the fire department are called out, or if it goes onto other person's property, you will be responsible for this.
You will, and you can be charged financially for that. They don't always do it, and they're kind of sympathetic to people if it's, you know, in a complete accident type deal. But if it looks like you weren't prepared or you were reckless, you can even be charged with reckless burning on your own property if it gets out of control. So they'll take all that into account. But I was told the BLM is taking a very strict stance on if you burn on their land, they're likely to make you financially responsible for that.
So it is very, very important to be contacting the right people before you even start this fire.
Yep. And this weekend we have storms coming in, I believe, for the weekend. So I know there'll be people out in the field this weekend doing shed antler hunting and fun things. Just be careful out there. There are still a potential for getting stuck in the shaded areas on the roads. And, you know, the snow's getting to that point where it's kind of, I call it rotten snow, where you fall through it, basically.
Right. And everything is muddy and messy. And like you mentioned, you know, it kills me. We've had beautiful weather so far this week. Weekend is coming. The weather's going to change.
Yeah, we're going to get to work through the fun stuff and play through the mess.
Right. Yep, we do have a really good chance of rain and snow. I saw snow in there.
I'll bet it snows in the high country.
I don't want that, but it's going to not be beautiful.
Yeah,
how about that?
It's not going to be a great weekend. And with all the community events going on this weekend, you know, there's a lot to do. There's the parade, and I think the Green Eggs and Ham Breakfast is before the parade.
Saturday is an eventful day.
Yeah, there's a shoot out at the range, the Shoot for Frank fundraiser deal at the range. Home and Garden Show's going on. There's lots going on this weekend.
It's corned beef and cabbage lunch.
Where's that?
At the Notre Dame Hope Center.
I'm in.
You start your day off at the, I'm going to tell you your Saturday.
Green Eggs and Ham.
Green Eggs and Ham. Then you go to the parade. Then you go to the corned beef and cabbage lunch. And then you can go to the shootout. So you just hit everything.
Yeah.
It's going to be a really nice day.
I really think that shootout's going to be a lot of fun.
I think so. It's going to be a lot of fun and great cause as well.
Great cause. Hopefully the weather holds out. I don't know.
Right. So make sure to get on out and do something fun in the community this weekend. Be aware the weather's not going to be the best, so be prepared. If you are going out into the mountains to do some shed hunting or whatever it might be prepared, because once that sun goes down, it will be cold.
Yes, it'll get cold fast.
And aside from that, you might get stuck somewhere. So
And
plan your route.
And if it happens, like we've talked before, if you know you're in trouble and you're not getting out of there without help, call us early so we can come and realize we'll come and rescue you, but not your vehicle.
Exactly. You're going to have to figure that one out on your own.
Yep.
Don't get stuck again when you go back to get it.
Yeah, please don't get stuck again when you go back to get it.
All right, Sheriff. Well, as always, it's a pleasure to get you in the studios. Find out what's going on in the community and get some really good tips. Burning season is upon us, so make sure to call dispatch and get approval before you even start, and realize that if it does get out of control, well, number one, don't let it get out of control. But if it does, you very well could be held accountable.
Yeah, the totality of the financial damage.
Financial damage. That's what I'm going for. Well, Sheriff, is there anything else you want to mention?
Nope. Just want to wish everyone a great day.
Perfect. That has been another Castle Country Focus. You can find more on this interview by heading on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com.